92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The music industry is thriving this year. In fact, there's so much competition that the biggest artists are strategically planning when to release their new albums to make sure that the manufacturing plants can deliver them on time. For example, two very popular British singers, Ed Sheeran and Adele, they announced their fall release dates back in the very early part of the year, which seemed odd at the time, but now we understand why. You see, at the beginning of COVID, there was a resurgence of interest in analog audio formats, vinyl records, and cassettes. But there's a problem. In all of America, there's only one cassette duplication factory and very few vinyl record pressing plants. I was amazed to find out the current demand for vinyl albums is about 400 million a year, but the factories that are left can only make about 160 million a year. And to complicate things even more, there's only one company left on the entire planet that makes the master stamping discs to make vinyl copies of records. They're in Japan. So when Ed heard that Adele had scheduled her album release date, he had a pretty good idea of when the record plants were going to be stamping out her album, so he rushed to finish his new one in July to get it to the vinyl factory ahead of Adele. That's the kind of competition that's going on in the music business these days. And they're not the only ones requesting factory time to make new vinyl albums. Coldplay, Taylor Swift, ABBA, Elton John, they all had vinyl albums come out this year. Elton John recently had the number one album in the world. It's also interesting to note that for Adele's last two albums, compact discs were only half of the tally. That's a lot of vinyl being sold these days.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.